We are back once again with the fifth and final day of the Own Your Future Challenge. And it's a lot. It's a lot of days, but you're here. You're at least watching the replay, and we are here and doing this together. So I appreciate you 100%. And I recognize the strength and determination that it took to continuously do this each day. KK started us off and she said, on the last day, emotions are always running high, right? Whether it's an online event or a live event, there are some people who have gone through these last 5 days. They're excited and they're motivated. They're thrilled that they're about to move on to something new. And they might be absolutely sure of their next step. There's another type of person out there who has made it this far as well, but they might be nervous or a little scared or they're unsure. And even though it's something that they want to do and that they know that is inside them, that they're craving to do, they're unsure if they'll still be able to do it. Both of those are a completely normal reaction. And whichever way you feel, or if it's a little bit of both, that is completely okay. The thing is, all you really have to do, congratulate yourself. KK says, we have completed over 16 hours of training together, which is pretty freaking wild if you really think about it. That is a lot of time to be investing into learning something new or leveling up something you might already know. And she also says to remember that this is not the end. It is just the beginning. Being here on day 5 is a self-declaration to, you know, yourself that you're willing to get to the next level of your life and really enter into a future being part of a new industry, the self-knowledge industry. And I do think that is pretty cool. Now, she says, sometimes people get so close, but then their inner voice and that inner villain just kind of creeps in and messes it all up. And this is something that's been true in my own life. It's something that I've seen with countless of people, you know, clients and other people in my mastermind groups, that just we can all see the value that they bring and how good they are at everything and like the quality of the idea that they have, but something just stops them from getting it done. And I've got plenty of examples for myself that I know if I just kept with it a little bit longer, it would have taken off and it didn't. And then I just kick myself in the butt because I see that somebody else did it. And it's so incredibly frustrating. So she says, if in 20 years you could look back, how cool would it be to see that today, you know, it's August 5th, 2023. Today is the day you made the choice to do something different and that you stuck with that thing. It's just a really, really great thing to always be reminding yourself, right? I believe Dean came back on and then went back through some examples of the homework and some ideas that people came up with. Super great. And then he did, of course, go over the sales pitch one more time for the launch pad. And honestly, it's exactly what a course needs to be. It has everything in it that someone would need. And actually, what I'll do is give my review of it right now before jumping into the rest of the content, because it wasn't a super long day. The majority of this really is to do the pitch, to get people enrolled into the launch pad, to kind of get them up to that next level. So I'll start with, absolutely, I feel like even though he did say it's completely new content, it has nothing that's been done, none of the content from his previous courses, though I believe maybe they did reshoot some of the videos, I'm certain a lot of the training topics are exactly the same because there's not that much that changes because the framework is still the same. There are some specifics that are different between technology because social media is dramatically different than it was even a year ago. So I'm sure they reshot a lot of that and brought in some different experts to speak on those topics. However, the core framework of how to be a coach, how to create a digital product, and how to get your message packaged into something other people can hear isn't that much different. So if you've purchased one of those programs in the past, I absolutely don't believe it's worth investing in this again, because again, we're all in the same Facebook group as well. So I think that we all still get to go through that 8-week training. I don't know this for sure, but I think he does it within the Facebook group. So I'm sure we can all listen into those trainings as well. So I don't think there's a lot of extra benefit other than maybe the bonuses that you might really want, but the individual speakers, I'm sure you can get their bonuses in some other way. Now, that being said, if this is you're brand new into this concept of the knowledge business and the knowledge industry, I don't think there is a better group of people or a more intentionally put together product by some of the best people in the industry. I mean, honestly, Tony Robbins is the father of all of this. Everybody else just teaches variations of what Tony Robbins has taught and what Jim Rohn taught him, right? But Tony Robbins has done the most. He's got 100, literally 100 different businesses that are profitable with thousands of employees that he's running. He's still out here giving these talks, which is to me absolutely incredible. I doubt he's going to be doing it much longer. And I think this is kind of his last little gift to the world because things are changing so incredibly dramatically. I highly doubt he's going to be in this business front facing very much longer. Dean Graziosi really is one of the best salespeople on the planet. You might love him, you might hate him, but his skill set is definitely selling. And today, his presentations were actually way better than they were the last few days because I could really tell he was sticking to his scripts or sticking to his notes anyway, and giving the message that he exactly intended to give. And when he does that, he really does nail it. It's just when he gets all excited and he's all over the place that he doesn't drill in the points very well. But as far as what's involved in Launchpad with all of the bonuses, with the AI, it does feel like it's the best thing that a beginner could use to get their business up and running. And it actually seems like it's structured quite a bit better than some of the previous programs that he's done before. So the only thing that these programs are missing, which is the one element that I don't think a Dean Graziosi can do anymore at this point, or anyone on his team, as fun as the group coachings are, which I get so burnt out on Zoom over time, that especially group coaching Zoom calls where there's just a bunch of people asking a bunch of stupid questions that you can tell they really didn't go through the material before they got on the training. So they're asking stuff that's just they should already know the answer to if they put in the time to watch the content. I absolutely hate those. The one thing they can't do is one-on-one support, one-on-one training to really help you get through when you're actually stuck. The Facebook group is great because you can ask a bunch of questions, but it's absolutely not the same as working with one-on-one with another person to get you through it. That is specifically what I do is help my clients with, is help them launch their products faster with less expense and a little bit more fun than just about anyone else out there. And that's what I've been doing for a handful of years now. It dramatically helps when they've gone through the last year, it was called Project Next or one of Dean Graziosi's programs, because then I can refer them back to the foundation of, okay, go watch this video, kind of absorb it, and then I can get you through the specifics of it. It's a lot harder for me to teach it from scratch because I'm not the best in the world at teaching, but I am really good at helping you tinker and implement the things, keep you accountable so that you want to do it. And so that's kind of fun so that we're there doing it together. So it's not so lonely and it's not just a bunch of kind of faceless people on the internet that are helping you. So if you do want to get this program because it seems like something you absolutely want to do, launching a business is something you absolutely want to do. If you use the link in this YouTube video, I will give you 75 days of my personal one-on-one help to get your product launched. It's essentially guaranteeing you're going to go through this course and create your own program. Now, I'm actually not affiliated with them. It is one of my good friends who is providing an affiliate link. I'm not getting any compensation for it. So I'm just helping her spread the message because we were in this the very first year together. We got to be one of the first, really, it was the first 100 people that were testing it that turned into about 1,000 people who got to try their first course before everybody else in the market did. And we helped them get to refine it and create really what has become their launchpad today, which is really, really cool. So I am deeply familiar with the content. And I've found my own little personal tips and tricks that make it just a little bit easier to implement and do. Because again, they're not, Dean Graziosi is not setting up a website. Dean Graziosi is not creating his own social media marketing. He's not creating most of his Facebook posts or making videos, right? That's all stuff you have to do on your own at the beginning. And it's exactly like Chalene Johnson said yesterday, what he's doing is very different than what you're going to be doing from the start. The education is there in this course, but it's much easier to have a friend holding your hand to get it done. So you can reach out to me. You can comment with any questions or send me an email if you want to chat about it. But it is something I agree with. As long as this is the industry you want to be in, you haven't already purchased something before, and you're committed to actually going through the course and getting it done. So if it is something you want to do, just click the link. It's going to be in the first comment on this video. I'll stop harping on that and let's jump back into the rest of the recap on here. And again, it's going to go pretty quick because Trent Shelton killed it. He did so good. And I'm not even going to try and talk about all the things he talked about. This, he's the one I would recommend go back and listen to. I think it was maybe 30 minutes, which is, again, criminally short for him to be up on there. But he did give one good thing, a couple good points that I want to point out. He said, really, he believes that God gives us our own unique prescription. And as someone who wears glasses, this particularly hits me because when I give my glasses to somebody else and they put them on their face, they always say the same thing. They're like, whoa, so crazy. How do you see with these on? And likewise, when I, you know, people with glasses, we often swap glasses just to see what someone else's prescription is. And it's always so incredibly different than our own. And Trent says that God gives all of us our own unique prescription. And sometimes when we try and share our prescription with somebody else and they cannot see through those lenses, we get self-conscious instead of just knowing like, well, obviously you can't see through it because it's custom made for me. We start to feel bad. We get small and we stop doing the things that we want to be doing that we know deep in our heart we should be doing because we didn't get the validation from someone else who shouldn't be looking through our glasses anyway, right? Such a great point. Then he said there are three main perspectives that people look through that really shape the quality of their life. The first is a past perspective. These are the people who just constantly are living in the past. They're constantly reminded about their failure, things that went wrong, things that they didn't like. They're looking through this shame and this guilt. It's all the stuff we can no longer do anything about, but somehow our past has convinced us to stay in it. He says the best way to change your past is to own your future. I 100% believe that. The second perspective is the people-pleasing perspective. A lot of people are living this life through a lens of trying to be what other people want them to be. Whether it's people from social media, they're trying to portray this identity that they're trying to have other people see, or they're living their identity just as a mother, just as a father. You shouldn't want to do anything more than the greatest gift, which is taking care of your children. Or they're just trying to be popular and trying to fit in, or they're just trying to chase an identity that wasn't meant for them. They're trying to have the white collar job with the nice car and the house debt because they think that this is what happiness is, and this is what being an adult looks like. And we're trying to maybe live up to the identity that our parents laid out for us, right? It's time to stop people pleasing and be true to yourself, because until we do that, we will never, ever be happy. The third perspective that people can look at life through is the power perspective. This is the person who's really looking at life on their terms. They're seeing that everything is working out for them. They're going to see that if they have an idea, they're going to implement it immediately. They're going to act on it. And just knowing, even with all of your flaws, that I am still exactly who I'm supposed to be. Even though others are going to judge me, I'm still going to be the best version of myself and keep doing what I'm doing because I know that everything is working out for the betterment of my life. The last thing he said that really, really jumped out to me is one of the big problems is especially when we give our glasses to someone else to look through and they can't see the vision, the people closest to us are going to normalize our greatness. They're going to just see us as the person we were 10, 20, 30 years ago, the high school kid that got bad grades, right? Or the kid who is always goofing off or just being lazy, but you don't have to be that person anymore. You're not the same person you were a decade ago, and you shouldn't be. And in 10 more years, you're not going to be the same person you are today. So often, Trent Shelton said, God will put strangers in your life to get you to your next level. Because when you're hanging around all of the same people, you're going to keep doing all of the same things. So you need to get strangers in your life who are going to support you more than you could possibly expect. And sometimes you have to somehow, whether it's emotionally or physically, distance yourself from the people in your life who are not supporting you. But again, go listen to Trent. He said all of those things way better than I possibly could. Dean Graziosi then came back up and he asked some really good questions, which is the question that we started with. He says, why are you here today? Like, what is it that brought you out? So the only way to get to the place you want to go is you have to be really honest with a lot of these questions. So he says, what you really want to do is look at, so not only why are you here today? So you want to answer the question, where is it that you want to go? If this was 1 year from today, and you're looking back on the best year that you've ever had, what would that year look like? Just describe it in as vivid detail as you can. And after you have exactly what that year looks like, why is it you want that? Once you can get an emotion, and just not just the surface level why, not the surface level why, but the deeper why, like the true reason that really makes you feel an emotion. Because once you get that emotion attached to the where you want to go, it makes it dramatically easier to keep going when things get a little bit difficult. If it's just because you want to make money, you're going to give up when it gets difficult. If you don't know why you want this goal, you're going to get distracted and move away from it. The last thing he said that really jumped out to me was, so many of us are, again, we're just stuck in a rut and we keep doing the same thing kind of every day. He says, you need to do less of what robs your confidence. Are we watching the news? Are we talking to the same people that drain our energy? Are we repeating the same stories over and over? Are we thinking of the same people who have wronged us in the past? Are we complaining the same complaints every day? How can we get rid of some of these things that are energy draining and replace it with better quality activities in our life? This was, again, probably my favorite training that he's done through this whole presentation. He just really knocked this one out of the ballpark. He was going super fast, but he stuck to his notes, and I thought it was great. He just got the point across so much better and really nailed the impactful lessons or phrases that needed the impact. All right. And then finally, we ended with Mr. Tony Robbins. Mr. Tony Robbins came back up on stage, and it's always great to hear Tony. He gave my two least favorite stories that he tells because they're really, really unrelatable. And it shows just kind of the difference of where Tony Robbins is at to the majority of the people who were on this training. But I'm not going to really go over those stories, but he did have some good takeaways from the stories that I'll kind of point out. So one of the big things he said was the most important skill that any of us can develop is the skill to lead. And leadership doesn't mean that people are following you, and leadership doesn't mean you're telling people what to do. Leadership is really defined by influencing people's minds, thoughts, and hearts. It's becoming a person of influence. The biggest person we need to influence is actually ourselves first. And once we can do that, once we can take control of our own life and then speak and create things in ways that other people find impactful, that is truly leadership. He says one of the most powerful things that actually influence people and influence life are invisible forces. He talks about gravity. He talks about electricity. These are powerful, invisible forces. But one of the most powerful is actually human emotion. Human emotion creates wars. It can eventually create peace. It's how businesses start. It's how they end. It's how relationships begin, how relationships end. It's all about emotion. But the ticket to changing your life is how learning how to direct your emotions. And he goes on to say that the biggest mistake people make are the words, "I'm just not ready." And again, this is another thing. I so strongly believe it. I've seen it and I've done it, right? It's like, I just need to wait a little bit before I do this thing. He says, waiting until you feel like it is insane because you're never going to be ready for it. The way to get ready is to just do it. And he says, anytime you feel that you can't do something that you know will improve your life, you know it's going to be better for you, it's going to be impactful, it's going to help somebody else, anytime you feel like you're not ready for that or that you don't think you'll be able to do it, that's when you literally need to just do it without thinking. And then he had a good line. He says, if you want a secure life, you can go to prison. They'll do everything for you there, right? Another big thing he said is that when you start doing the right thing, are you going to immediately get rewarded? The answer is no. The reason for it is because you already have a lot of momentum going in a different direction. Therefore, doing one right thing isn't going to change the trajectory of your life or the trajectory of the actions that you're going down. It's going to take a minute and you're going to have to do it over and you're not going to do it right the first time. So it's a process that you have to continue to do because you've been doing the wrong thing or the thing that doesn't serve you for long enough that you've got to get out of that pattern. The other big thing is, if you focus on where you want to go, are you guaranteed to get it? And the answer is no, because of exactly what I just said. It's going to take some work to get out of the routines that you've already built. But if you keep focusing on the problem or not focusing at all, you are absolutely guaranteed to fail. The final takeaway that Tony Robbins said is, you never want to leave the site of your goal setting and your training or your events. You never want to leave one of those sites without setting a goal and committing to a specific action that will get you closer to your results. So of course, what he wants you to do is take the action of buying this program. If buying this program isn't what you can do, what can you do? It's signing up for a conversation with someone like me so we can kind of talk about your goal, because it's dramatically less expensive than this program. It's getting an accountability buddy. Emailing a friend, messaging one of your friends to say, hey, this is what I'm going to do. It's buying your domain name or getting set up for your landing page, right? Or joining a mastermind group. What is something you can do right now where you're scheduling an appointment to do the next thing? They, of course, want you to buy their $1,000 product. There's a million other things you can do, but what is one action you can take right away? So, those were all of the big takeaways that I had. All in all, I think it was a great event. Again, I did say I kind of gave the breakdown of Launchpad right at the beginning. I think it's a great idea. If it's something you want to do, my friend has a bunch of extra bonuses that you'll get along with that as well, along with 75 days one-on-one with me to really like help walk you through this as your one-on-one accountability buddy. If you're not interested in the course and you just want an accountability buddy, let's do that. Check everything out at the idkwtfpodcast.com. You can see everything that we do there. But I am so proud of you for making it through all five of these days or all five of these recaps, or maybe this was just your first one, but you took some action. You're doing exactly what you need to do, and you're getting really, really close to that goal that you know you can hit. So thanks again. I am happy that I can be your partner and support a friend on your journey. I look forward to talking to you soon, and we are back to our regular scheduled podcast starting next week with some other wonderful interviews, and I will see you later.